The Playhouse in the Morning.
Flush the Format Friday.
Bring it back.
Y94
is happening here on Y94, the number one hit music station. We are Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Now, Maggie has been toying with my emotions for like...
I have. Well,
2-3 days now.
She's a good friend of mine. I just didn't know if I wanted to do this to her, but...
There was an experience that your pal had, and it was one of those things where I was like, Maggie, you need to bring that here. You need to get that from her and bring it here, because I think it will launch us into a good conversation. You know, if this happened to you, would you be flattered or would you be like, oh, my God, oh, my God, and do what this girl's doing and call up all her friends and be like, oh, my God, is this creepy
or
is this creepy?
What do I do?
So we'll do that in a couple of minutes. Right now, we're looking for Jessica Blixt. She has the opportunity to get this very last handbag off of the Purse Boutique at Y94.com. If she calls in like the next 4 minutes, I'm hoping you're Jessica.
It is?
You're Jessica?
Yes.
Oh, I gotta get a bigger purse. Well, kinda you're gonna pick your purse. We've sort of picked it for you. I hope you don't mind.
I liked that orange one from the very beginning, so I will take it happily.
See, I was surprised this is the last one to give away because I love that orange.
I was too. I really liked it. I really loved that coat, but you know what? I'll take the orange one. I will take it.
So you got yourself a beautiful free orange Cole Haan designer bag. I think that's pretty cool.
I'm so excited.
You also, I hope, are going to join us at our first ever purse party powered by Stop and Go at the Wild Vine at the Hub next Friday.
I can't wait to get crunk.
I can't wait to get crunk.
I love it. You guys are the best.
Well, you and your Cole Haan can get crunk with us in a week, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, just hang on the line for a second there, Jessica. I want to make sure I heard her right. Did she say, I can't wait to get crunk?
I think so.
Like C-R-U-N-K?
Crunk.
Crunk. I don't know if we're known for getting crunk, but we'll try.
Why not?
We will give it the old college try. Crunk. Get crunk with us next Friday at our first ever purse party. All the details at Y94.com. You're not going to believe this thing that a guy gave Maggie's pal. You just aren't. What is her name?
Katie.
You're not going to believe what Katie got. It is just weird. We'll do that next on the show.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Everybody ready, ready?
Let's go.
You're the best.
I'm just like that.
Y94.
Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Rat, Maggie. That's Miley Cyrus. Rat just had a fancy little tidbit he was spouting off in the studio.
Mm-hmm. March 10th, St. Paul XL Energy Center.
I can see her twerk and stick her tongue all over the place live. I bet you we got tickets you can win to that one, too, if you're like, I'd like to go, but I don't want to pay. I bet we can probably help with that here as we get a little bit closer to that show. So we have done a segment on the show before called Cute or Creepy, and I think this probably lends well to that. And the idea has always been with that segment, this is a thing that is like right on the edge of a very fine line of being adorable and cute, but then also kind of being absolutely horrifying, creepy, and really weird. And we've discovered as the years have gone on that that line is thinner than we've ever known between cute and creepy. So, Maggie toyed with me for a couple of days before she was kind enough to actually, because I wanted to physically see this for myself, wanted to get a picture, I wanted it on the Playhouse Facebook page. It's up. We just posted it during the Miley Cyrus song. Maggie, run me through the sequence of events with your pal Katie.
Okay, Katie, she's a very good friend of mine, and she's had a couple serious relationships. She just got out of one probably 6-7 months ago. So she's, you know, been on the hunt, if you want to call it the hunt, for a new guy. But she's never been the girl to do the one-night stands. But this last weekend, she was at the bar, had a few too many drinks, and was talking to this one guy and ended up going home with him. Okay? But this is where I think it gets creepy. A couple days later, she comes home and there is a card propped up against her door. She opens it up, and it's a thank you card, and it says, "You're the best. Katie, I had a lot of fun and hope we can do it again sometime."
Now, here's my debate. And maybe to really weigh in on this, you have to real quickly hop on the Playhouse Facebook page. I can't decide if this is cute
is
creepy. It's creepy?
Oh, my God.
It's weird.
It's creepy.
Now, for those that aren't right by a computer. Can I just see it for a second?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a greeting card.
It's a greeting card. It's kind of girly. It's got flowers. Like,
It's got flowers. It's pink and blue. It says thank you on the front of the greeting card.
Yes.
You open it, and then the standard text that was like printed in the card is in cursive writing, you're the best. So that is that's how the card came from Target or wherever. And then what he wrote on there is, Katie, I had a lot of fun and hope we can do it again sometime. Now, keep in mind, they never met before hanging out at the bar.
No, it literally was a bar hookup, like one night stand. And she's never done anything like that before. So I was surprised when she told me the story. No, she really isn't. She really, really isn't. Right. I'm not going to go on here and be like, oh no, she's just, no.
Okay.
So she's a good girl. She's looking for a guy. Okay. Anyway, so I got thoroughly creeped out because she went back to his place. They didn't go back to her place.
Oh, that's where it now.
So how did he know where she lived?
So it wasn't a situation where it was like the next morning, though.
No, okay. This was a couple days later.
Cute or creepy?
You know, and I can't speak to the sensibilities of the ladies on this, but as a dude, you have just destroyed your masculinity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't do something like you did that one night and then come back with this thank you card. It reeks of desperation. Like, thank you for someone finally hooking up with me.
Right.
Ugh, just creepy.
So the thank you card is a very, very nice gesture. It's a wonderful gesture.
It is.
However, a thank you card for the lovin', is that a nice gesture? Cute or creepy is the question. Would you ever hang out with a guy that did that, gave you a thank you card because you hooked up with him?
See, and that, I think, is the whole difference. Mm-hmm. Had this just been a date, and they went out, and they hung out, and there was no intimacy at the end, and he gave the thank you card, okay, I can give you a little bit on that. However, you had a hookup at the end of the date, and it's like saying thank you for the lovin'.
Right.
Yeah.
I find it creepy that it went to her place, like her house.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it would have shown up to work, you know, like if they would have talked, if he remembered where she worked or if that was discussed.
Yeah.
But to bring it to her front doorstep, that freaks me out. That's creepy.
Well, I think from start to finish, the whole freaking thing is creepy.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't like it at all. I think if it was a good idea, Hallmark would have already capitalized on this. And there would be thank you for the love and greeting cards right next to birthday, engagement, everything.
One night stand, anniversary, birthday for him, for her.
But that's not there.
Right.
I've never seen that at Walgreens. I'm going to look now to double check. I've never seen that. Would you go out with a guy again that gave you a greeting card, a thank you card, after a one-night stand? Is that cute or is that really creepy? 237 hits. You can text 35270. Rob Thomas in Flush Format Fridays next.
The Morning Playhouse.
They knew that I had utterly humiliated myself. And at the end of the day, they respected that.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Rob Thomas with Lonely No More in a Flush Format Friday. So the question, I guess, is really cute or creepy. You heard that segment on the show before because we've discovered that the line between things that are cute and the line between things that are creepy, it is just so, so very thin. It's paper thin. And imagine this. Just like Maggie's friend Katie. Who knows if this is a thing? I don't know. I've never heard of this before.
No.
You have a one-night stand. You go back to his place.
Mm-hmm.
You've given information about yourself, enough that he could, if he wanted to, find where you live, I suppose. Then, 2-3 days later, you find propped up on your door of your apartment, your home, what have you, a greeting card. And you open it, and it says, thanks. You're great. We should do it again sometime. I had a lot of fun. Now, a thank you card is a very nice thing. In fact, etiquette requires that we give thank you cards for many things. Grad gifts, wedding gifts, etc. However, a thank you gift for the lovin', that is not as common. Is that cute? Is that creepy? Would you ever talk to that guy again? Is he a sweetheart or a stalker? Because it has that element of sweetness, cuteness, like, oh, wow, he gave a thank you card. What a good guy.
I'd still be a little weirded out by a thank you card for that reason.
Somebody on Facebook suggested that he sends flowers instead. Would that have been okay?
I think it would have been a little better. I just find it weird that somebody's thanking somebody for that reason.
Yeah.
Like, that's just weird to me.
Because she keeps calling it a one-night stand.
Yes.
She called it to you that. You called it to us a one-night stand,
yes.
So we call it a one-night stand. Clearly, that's not what he wanted. He really liked her, and he's trying to take that, I think, into something more.
Right.
And the route he took was a thank you card. A thank you card for the lovin'. Is that weird? Would you ever hang out with him again?
He should have went with a singing telegram.
What rhymes with hugging? Blurred lines. Mm-mm. Is that cute or is it creepy?
Okay, I only have a couple minutes because I'm driving to work, but I don't really think it's all that creepy. Yes, it's a little strange for today's society. What if he spent this couple days just researching, trying to find her on Facebook because he doesn't have her number? That is the only way to reach her. It could have been handled better, but I don't think it's creepy.
Okay, so could have been done better, not creepy.
See, even with that, if you're going to look somebody up on Facebook, send her a Facebook message. Do not find out where she lives and leave her a card. Like, that's weird.
Is it what here creeps you out, Maggie? That he went out of his way to figure out where she lived?
Yes.
Or the card?
They both creep me out, but I think the thing that really puts it over the edge is that he found out where she lived. And maybe it's just because I know her and, like, she's a good friend of mine. Maybe that's why I'm a little more, like, that's really creepy.
See, and that could be something, though, as simple as a friend of his knows her or they've got common friends.
From the way she put it, though, it was completely a random guy. So unless it was just happened to be mutual friends on Facebook, but that's not the way she made it sound.
If you focus more on just the card element of it.
I still think that's creepy.
A card for that purpose. A greeting card saying thank you for the lovin'.
Yes.
I had a great time at the bar with you downtown Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
That bothers you.
I still think that's really weird.
Is it cute? Is it creepy?
I don't think it's that creepy. I mean, what if they were both really into each other? Unless if it was just a bunch of meaningless, like, hey, we both want to get laid, let's go do it, then yes, it's creepy.
Okay. Okay. I think that might be the case. I think he just really, he has some interest there. Don't get me wrong, I do think it's kind of creepy, but I'm trying to understand why he did it. And I think he is just really interested. And guys, when they are really interested, sometimes the moves don't necessarily make sense.
And a lot of guys really aren't good with the whole gifts or, you know, like, thank you, you know, whatever. But I don't know.
When in doubt, flowers, man.
Oh, God. Yes, thank you. That
Mrs.
would be much
Fields
better.
Mrs. Fields, even.
Mm-hmm.
A cookie. Thanks for the nookie. Here's a cookie. A nookie cookie.
Oh, my Lord.
A nookie cookie. I just invented something. Also, I'm opening up something new. It's a store. It sells cookies. It's called Nookie Cookie. They're going to be shaped like all kinds of things.
Oh, my.
I'm working on it. Some cookies just have one chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
Use your imagination. Hey, Rat, some of them text.
A lot of what you're talking about, somebody says, that would have been cute if it had been written on the little card that comes with a bouquet of flowers, but as a plain card? No, that's weird. Somebody else, creepy, reeks of desperation. Somebody says, he probably lost his V card to her. The card doesn't bother me. I'm thinking she should be less worried about a second date and more concerned about a restraining order. If he waited a couple of days, he obviously harnessed the power of the internet to locate her. Runaway, creepy. Somebody else saying, I think I had a lot of fun the other night text would have sufficed. A greeting card thanking her for drunk hookup is probably the weirdest after a hookup protocol I've ever heard of. I think I'd rather not hear from a random hookup again and then get a creepy greeting card at my apartment.
I am a numbers man. If we could do this, because we've gotten some feedback in both ways, if we could just maybe do a quick text poll, I'd love them. They're quick, they're easy. If you could just text either the word cute or the word creepy to 35270, maybe we can just get a percentage on this of who thinks what. Is it cute? Is it creepy? Text cute or creepy to 35270. They have a drunken hookup. They exchanged enough information that he was able to find her place. 2 days later, leaves a thank you card. I think for the good time.
Mm-hmm.
You're fun. You're the best. cute or creepy, to 35270.
Love. The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Ciro, Rat, and Maggie.
Oh, they rock! Woo!
Y94. When the day...
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. The concept of a thank you card after the one night stand, cute or creepy. Got a couple of interesting texts from people saying they've heard this as a thing, and maybe this guy isn't alone. Maybe this is a growing thing. That's kind of interesting.
It's not a thing.
Maybe it's a thing that every time you hook up with somebody, you give them a thank you card. That's what we do now. That's what we do.
No.
Now, we had you text cute or creepy to 35270, so we could determine, finally, put a percentage on it, how many people think that a greeting card after the one-night stand is cute? How many people think it's just creepy? What did we get?
We are sitting at 93% creepy.
So, don't do it is what you're
don't
telling me.
Don't do that. It is not a thing. It will never be a thing.
I just really want it to be a thing.
Why?
Don't you think it is just, it adds that element of, like, gratitude?
No. One night stands are meant to be a one night stand. Like, nobody goes to the bar with the intent, I'm going to have a one night stand and then continue talking to this guy.
I love that Maggie's position today on the show is wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's what you want.
But I don't need a card after that. No, wham, that's bam. Weird.
So wham, bam, no thank you, ma'am. That's what you want. I got you.
Flush the Format Friday.
So it's on?
Oh, oh, oh.
It's on.
The Morning Playhouse.
237 hits.
Y94.
Flush the Format Friday, Y94, the number one hit music station. It seems like weird placement in the show for it, given that Maggie just advised someone to have one night stands and never talk again.
I didn't advise that, but like that's just, I mean, for people who do that, most of the time you do it and then you never want to talk to them again. Okay. That is the whole purpose of a one night stand.
Well, my little sassy friend there, it is time for Maggie the Love Doctor.
Oh,
doctor, doctor. Give me the news, I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill, I got a bad case of loving you.
She does better with the advice than Rat or I ever would. It's matters of the heart. Yeah, usually. When you have one, you submit it under quick links at y94.com. You click on Maggie the Love Doctor. Maggie, are you ready?
Yes.
Your first love issue is from Kevin. He says, my girlfriend is gorgeous, but isn't the best at the upkeeping of her eyebrows like most girls are. She doesn't have a full-out unibrow, but it's getting there. What is the best way to mention that?
See, that's another one. That's a fine line for guys to walk. Mm-hmm. The appearance, the clothing, the whatever. Get her a spa day. Like, not necessarily like a full-out, like, really expensive spa day, but, you know, like a facial, you know, relax. Sure. Go have a girl's day.
I was going to say,
that not right?
Tweeze them while she's sleeping. Oh.
Yeah. No. Ouch. Boop, 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 boop. Ouch.
Ashley says, Maggie, I know you're the love guru, and I hope you can help me. I've been dating a guy for a while now, 8 months, and have yet to meet his family. He seems to be avoiding it. I know they exist, but it's like he either is hiding me or them. I dance around it, but I can't get a straight answer out of him. If everything else is fine, but he clearly has some sort of issue with us meeting, how long do I wait? Should I break up with him?
I don't think you necessarily need to break up with him, but bring it up. Be like, hey, why do you not want me to meet your parents? What's going on?
Maybe
like,
crazy.
What are you? See, well, and that could be it, but that's all he would have to say is like, it's not you, it's them. Like, they're crazy.
Hang on, Love Murph's interruption.
Mm.
Shut your face. You don't have to deal with the family. Why do you have a problem with this? Just be quiet and let it be.
Rat wishes that was your life. He wishes he was you, Ashley.
See, most guys feel that way, though, I think.
Here's a quick one for you there, Maggie, the love doctor. Heather says, my boyfriend loves yoga. Is he gay?
What? No, he's flexible, but he's not gay.
And that's a good thing.
Yes.
That's a good thing. I think. Never mind. Jason says, Maggie, and this is your last one.
Okay.
My girlfriend has dreams of me cheating on her and likes to be angry with me the next day because of it. Now, I actually haven't done anything, and I wouldn't do anything. One time she punched me at 3 in the morning after she woke up from a dream. How do I explain to her that her dream is not reality? She keeps getting angry with me for her dreams.
That's just bizarre. Like, I've had some pretty realistic dreams, but there's something else going on there. Like, that's kind of weird that she keeps having this dream that her boyfriend is cheating on her.
It's odd to me that it happens so often. However, yes. I think that's actually a pretty common thing.
Well, yeah.
How many of us can say we honestly haven't had a situation where we dreamt about mm-hmm. something and then we're mad at the person the next
yes.
day? I couldn't believe I dreamt about this, you ass. It happened in your dreams. I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's weird it happens so often. I would wonder what that means. I would
right.
do some Googling.
Right.
But she does at some point just need to realize, hey.
It's a dream.
It's a dream.
Yeah.
And I'm randomly going through paperwork because I just read this the other day. Mm. That it is commonplace for significant others to have these kind of dreams.
I bet you that's more your own insecurity than anything.
I think so.
I think that's why you would dream
that. Yeah, either she's been burnt in the past by previous boyfriends or, like, there's got to be something there. Maybe she's been cheated on before and now she's worried it's going to happen with him.
You know, I liked this advice you gave a lot more than your wham, bam, thank you, ma'am advice. You did good.
Thank you.
You did good, kid. Put me in, coach. This is Maggie
Where's
the Love
my damn
Doctor.
Thank you card?
A nookie cookie?
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case to love.
Gaga, news, weather, more Flush the Format Friday in a couple.
The Morning Playhouse.
Check it. Wake it up.